Hello, I am here today with Martin. He's the developer of Throwout. You can find a game on Game Jolt. How are you doing today, Martin?
Oh, thanks. I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. It's a nice morning out here. So I wanted to ask, have you ever considered the high-level play of a video game?
You mean some kind of hardcore game, something a player would try to beat as good as possible, competition-wise, or?
Yeah, like either a speed run or a game tournament or something like that.
I never thought about something like that, no. It's I think it's, those games need a really good balance or ways to scale strong with the skill of the player, like Ikaruga or StarCraft, for example. But yeah, when I see Super Mario and would also not put it into this category until I watch speedruns and how people bent the original gameplay, so you never know.
Yeah, people can get really creative about high-level play. Would you say that Throwout has high-level play?
I don't think so. Yeah, I never considered it or never worked to watch it. Maybe not, I don't know.
I gotcha. Okay. So Throwout does have a scoring system, though, and a large part of that comes from the bonus multiplier. How did you determine the multiplier value?
That was difficult. In breakout-like games, you often face the problem of how to vary the score from game to game and by the skill of the player. The skill-related constant, I think, in those games is accuracy. Accuracy? How do you pronounce it? Getting the ball where you want it to be. So I focused on that, but did not implement obvious stuff like chaining, where you try to hit as many blocks as possible in a single fly, because it didn't fit to the multi-block block hit mechanic I really liked and probably would have restricted me too strong in the level design, especially of some later levels. So I added the classical extra ball and a 50% score bonus for every additional ball on the field. And there's also a slight bonus multiplier depending on the current level number to compensate the increasing difficulty.
Yeah, I think the way the multiplier works now is it works well. No,
Okay.
you don't need chaining. What kind of skills would you say that the multiplier for multiple balls asks of the player?
Yeah, high accuracy and a steady hand. Trying to target the bonus balls as soon as possible. And then keeping them in play to maximize the score.
It can get pretty hectic.
Yeah, that's sometimes problematic, especially when controlling two or more pedals at once. But I think with the outer block barrier, you get a couple of tries to do that. Yeah, and in the later, more complex levels, I felt that it was way too hard, very hard, to focus on the level mechanics and control more than one ball. So reduced or completely removed those extra balls and put focus on the level itself and the bonus score from the time limit.
Yeah, the game definitely has a wide variety of different level systems and like the level where some of the blocks evade you and then the Mario level where some of the blocks push apart. So part of doing well at the game is definitely learning how to interact with all those different block behaviors. If a level times out, the player just misses out on the multiplier altogether since the bonus is counted up at the end of the level. What kind of skills does a would you say that a player needs in order to clear a level within the time limit?
Yeah, I would say again, a good aim, good aiming, high accuracy.
So is that like a good aim is mostly knowing where to put the ball on the paddle?
Yes.
Okay.
So, always targeting the extra balls first to increase, let's say, your damage output.
I gotcha. I would always go for the extra balls last because I was like, I didn't want to divide my attention, but I still wanted the bonus multiplier. Throwout also gives a few, I guess you could call them pardons, to inexperienced players. Like when the time runs out, you don't lose a life, instead, you just go to the next level. And when you do lose a life, you don't repeat the level, you just go on to the next level. So I wanted to ask how important it was to keep inexperienced players interested in Throwout.
Quite important, very important. After I finished the first version and people started to play, the game was way too hard because there was only one life, and if you lost it, the game was over. My basic idea was the outer block barrier acts as life res replacement, but people still had some problems, maybe because of the controls or the unfamiliar camera. So I needed to implement some kind of a helping hand, but nothing too convenient, which would remove the challenge of the game. So I added a second chance, I called it. The player has two hidden extra lives or chances, and without thinking long about it, I just used the same feature from the timeout where you advance to the next level, and somehow it was perfect. So if people really have a problem with a specific level and are not able to beat it, they just skip it and move on to the next. But yeah, lose a chance and the bonus score, of course.
I think that works out nicely, that the extra layer of blocks gave me enough time to learn a particular level. And I found if I was going to have a lot of trouble with a particular level, it was definitely useful just to move past it and come back to it another time. Would you say that Throwout offers a learning curve that that gets such a beginning player and gets them interested in high scores?
I hope so. After implementing all basic levels, I tried to sort them according to the difficulty and modify them slightly to introduce some basic features like extra balls and changing pedals level by level. Though, I don't know, games of that genre can get very repetitive if you always start with the same level. So maybe a level selection feature like, Arkanoid 2, where can move left or right to different next levels would improve that maybe. But still, I saw some players coming again after some time trying to get a better score, see the later levels maybe. So maybe it has a hidden replay value, I don't know.
Yeah, personally, it is a game I'd like to get better at. It has enough variety to it that I think it stays fresh. I also wanted to say that sometimes, like, there are different classes of mistakes in the game, and some mistakes will result in a life lost, whereas some mistakes will only result in missed points. Like, if you lose an extra ball, you lose extra points, but you don't lose the life until you lose your final ball. And I wanted to ask how you found the balance between those two outcomes for failure, losing points and losing a life.
Whew. That was hard. I had the idea to let the player advance, to always advance to the next level, so he can see everything, even playing very bad. But I think that would have ruined the game, removed the challenge and the pressure, the exploration and reward. So I think the two extra lives, extra chances are fine. When losing the extra balls, it's common. You don't lose a life or something like that. But yeah, of course, if you lose every ball, you have nothing to play.
Right.
So yeah, something must happen.
So part of it's convention and part of it is just even if you do let the player see all of the levels, that doesn't mean they'll necessarily have a high score, and so you can let the score reflect their skill level. Okay. And finally, I wanted to ask, when it comes to the theory behind game design, which is more important to you? The intent of the designer, the experience of the player, or the essence of the game itself?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I don't consider myself a good designer, but I would say the player experiences the intent of the designer. So, in the end, games are meant to be played. So I think it's important what the target players experience. Might be only you, a small group of people, or many players around the world. Hardcore casual players, children, old people. I think it's important what they feel about the game.
All right. I definitely think that comes across in your answers this morning. It's been good talking with you. Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you too for inviting me.
Yeah. Keep making cool games.
Okay, I will try.